The F.W. Fitch Company presents the Fitch Fan Wagon, starring Alice Faye.
You'll never know just how much I love you. You'll never know just how much I care.
And Phil Harris.
Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and brawling hammy. And that's what I like about the South.
Last Friday began peacefully enough at the Harris's. The mobster arose early for a leisurely inspection of his estate. About 9 o'clock, we find him entering the kitchen.
Oh, it's you, Phil.
Yeah. Well, good morning, Passionola. Yeah. Oh, honey, you look gorgeous today.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. You look prettier than Pat O'Brien in the life of Newt Rockney.
Well, aren't you pretty bright for this early in the morning?
Oh, kid, this morning Harris is with it. I'm sharper than Basil Rathbone's nose.
Where have you been anyway?
Ben, I got up at 7 a.m. for a brisk walk around the reservoir.
The reservoir?
Yeah, I couldn't find a reservoir, so I ran around the Dixie Cup. Oh, Harris, you're a Lulu. Tonight you're hotter than a depot stove, you W. Carry on.
And for this they gave him 2 programs.
What did you say, baby?
And for this they gave him 2 programs.
Yeah, I just want to be sure. I've been married to you for 5 years. People are talking. I'm on my own now. I got a job of my own. I want people to know that. And can I help it if I feel good? Hey, I saw Phyllis and Alice outside. What are they made up for? They look like last week's laundry.
You know very well they've got on the new dresses Mother made them.
New dresses? What did she make them out of? Your brother's old work clothes?
Of course not.
Then how come on Phyllis's panties it says Los Angeles Prison Farm?
Phil Harris, my brother never worked on a prison farm. He's always held very important jobs.
Jobs? That guy ain't done a lick of work since they took away his Huffmobile agency.
Well, at least he doesn't earn his living making a fool of himself like you do.
Making a fool of myself?
Yeah, you and that poker club song. Hey, Egghead, keep your bony hands up on the table while you're dealing, please. And don't be slipping them wildies down in there between your knees. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, brother.
Now, you cut that out. That's my business.
Your business? You stole the whole thing from Bert Williams.
Now, never mind. It just so happens that that stuff is our bread and butter.
Look, tone deaf. If this family counted on that for our bread and butter, we'd all be out with tin cups.
Now, you wait a minute. Don't be talking like that. Anyway, how did we get into this? All I did was to make a remark about the children's dresses. That's all.
Well, it so happens they're dressed up for a very good reason.
What good reason?
Well, I was talking to Emily Williams yesterday, and I'm going to have the children painted.
Oh, fine. By all means, that's a great idea. I've always wanted a kid with a two-tone finish and red fenders. With a belt in the back.
No, I mean a portrait in oils.
Oils? What's that?
You know what an oil painting is. Like, well, like Mona Lisa.
The Mona Lisa? Did you ever get a load of that silly grin on her kisser? She looks like she's sitting on an Eskimo pie.
Well, just the same, I'm going to call that portrait painter and have him do the children.
Go ahead. Do what you want. Oil them up. I got a recording date downtown.
But, Phil...
I'll see you later.
What a character I'm tied up with. I knew I should have listened to my mother.
Well, I think I'll drive the station wagon downtown today. Nah, it's such a nice day. I better take the convertible. Or should I take the station wagon?
Ah, where did you crawl on your belly, you snake?
Well, if it ain't Julius Abruzzio, the juvenile Oscar Levant. Now, put them groceries in the house.
You're Phil Harris, ain't you?
You know I am.
Yeah, but I didn't recognize you today.
Why not?
You're standing up.
Look, Abruzzio, I'm in a hurry. Now, put them groceries in the house.
Okay, Jerko. Groceries?
Oh, hello.
Jeez, you're Alice Faye, ain't you?
That's right.
Will you hold these groceries a minute?
What for?
I think I'm going to faint.
Oh, don't be silly. Put them down.
Yeah.
Not in my lap.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's the matter with you?
Well, you don't know me, Miss Faye, but you're my dream girl.
Oh, I am?
Yeah. I often watch you come in the supermarket where I work.
Well, I didn't know that.
That's right. Many's the time I've worshipped you from behind the pyramid of Western Oil and Snowdrift.
Oh, I think that's awfully sweet.
Yeah, one day last week I stood there and watched you peel grapefruit. You felt one and didn't take it.
I didn't?
Yeah, and that night I took it home and ate it.
How touching.
Yeah. It was rotten, but I ate it. Miss Faye, would you give me your autograph?
Why, certainly.
Right in here, Miss Faye.
On your arm?
That's right.
But won't it wash off?
Yeah, but I'll have a year to enjoy it. Well, I gotta be going now, Miss Faye.
Well, goodbye, Sonny.
Please, Miss Faye, not Sonny. I prefer to be known as your obedient servant, Julius Abruzzio.
All right. Goodbye, Julius. Oh, gee, it's nice to get a compliment again. The first one I've had since I got mixed up with old Hot Shot. Dippity-doo-dah, dippity-ay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine head my way. Dippity-doo-dah, dippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactory. Dippity-doo-dah, dippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine hit my way. Dippity-doo-dah, dippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactory. Dippity-doo-dah, dippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, what a wonderful day.
Beautiful hair is like a magnet. It attracts. Yes, smooth, soft, shining hair attracts masculine attention and feminine admiration. You'll find it's easy to have the kind of hair that wins the approval of all when you use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly. Fitch is the shampoo that makes your hair feel softer, makes it sparkle and easier to manage. It does this with its special reconditioning action. Yes, Fitch contains a special antiseptic action that reconditions as it cleanses. This process works equally well in hard or soft water and for all colors and textures of hair. Fitch has been granted the Good Housekeeping Seal and the Parents Magazine Commendation Seal. Proof again of the excellence of this product. So ask for an economical bottle of Fitch at drug or toilet goods counters or have professional applications at beauty or barber shop. Use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly for lovely hair that will attract like a magnet and win well-deserved compliments for you.
Nan, I better step on it if I'm going to make that recording date. I wonder if I'm in good voice today. I hope that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. A tree was a hungry mouth. Oh, Harris, you nightingale, you. With pipes like that, you ought to be on the Prudential Family Hour, kid. I don't want to go no further. I don't want to burn myself out. Now, let's see. I wonder what I can get on the radio.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Sunshine, the man who has brought a change to our methods to dentistry, brings you another transcribed spot announcement. Featuring Frank Remley and his guitar.
Oh, no, no, not another one. How many jobs can a guy take?
And now, here's Frankie Remley.
Thank you. Wait.
Oh, Dr. Sunshine, oh, Dr. Sunshine, he'll pull your teeth out, no money down. He's pulled by cuspers from wives and husbands. He's the biggest jerk in town.
Friends, when you open your mouth to speak, do your teeth fall out on the table? This may indicate that your teeth are loose. Act now. Visit any one of the 6,000 Dr. Sunshine offices, all conveniently located at the corner of La Cienega and Figueroa. Dr. Sunshine uses no harsh abrasives, no x-rays, and no painful electric drills. He just climbs in the mouth with a brace and bit. And now back to Frankie Remley.
All plastic dentures, oh, plastic dentures. With Dr. Sunshine, you can relax. You'll have no trouble with plates that wobble, 'cause he nails them down with tack.
Oh, no, no, not that, Frankie, not that. I wonder if Stokowski's guitar player does singing commercials. Well, now, let me see. This is the building, and they told me that we're making the record in Studio H. Oh, here it is, right down the hall.
Oops! Ooh. All right, all right. Get your big fat head out of me, mop bucket.
Well, I can, lady. My head is caught in the ringer.
In the ringer? Well, here, I'll crank it out for you. Well, if it ain't the old friend Periwinkle Charlie, the cradle snatcher of Prugby Muse.
Well, look, lady, I'm not Periwinkle Charlie. I'm Phil Harris.
Oh, to be sure, the werewolf of San Luis Obispo.
Now, look, Miss Bucket, I'm always running into you. What are you doing mopping up in the recording studio?
Well, I'm doing a special cleanup job. You see that spot on the wall?
Yes.
Well, this morning, Carmen Lombardo came in here to make a record. He was singing Zippity-Doo-Dah.
Carmen was singing Zippity-Doo-Dah?
That's right. On the third doo-dah, he reached for a high one, and they sent for me.
Oh, please now, lady, stop with that. Do you expect me to believe that?
I don't care whether you believe it or not. Get along with you now, before I put on me tap shoes and beat out a peri-diddle on your scrawny body.
Teetotaler. Here's Studio H right here. All right, all right, all right, all right, guys. Put away that Mozart and forget about Bach, because Harris is here to get you out of hock. All right, guys, let's take this number 7 and rip it up the back, Jack. Wait a minute. Frankie.
What?
What are you using there for a guitar pick?
A set of false teeth.
False teeth?
Yeah, Dr. Sunshine pays me off in plastic dentures. At home, I got 400 sets of them.
400 sets?
Yeah. I either got to get another job or a bigger mouth.
Now, wait a minute, Frankie. Will you do me a favor? Let me hear a couple of chords on that guitar.
Okay.
Oh, kid, what are you using for strings on that thing? Old corset stays?
No. I think there's something inside the guitar lousing up my technique.
Well, look, Eddie Peabody, shake it out, will you? Shake it out.
Okay.
What was that bottle doing in there?
They gave me that last night. I did some modeling for a magazine.
You a model? What magazine?
The Embalmer's Monthly. They had me posing in front of a mantle holding a glass of formaldehyde in my hand.
Well, didn't it bother you drinking that stuff?
No. But when I woke up this morning, I had a lily in my hand.
Well, put it back down and get back to your seat. Now, go ahead. Come on, guys. Let's print this number. Take it from me. One, two.
One night, Farmer Brown was taking the air, wrapped the locking up the barn with the greatest of care. Then down in the hen house, somebody stirred when he shouted, "Who's there? Who's there?" I'm telling the truth. This is what he heard. You can believe it or not. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself. Stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. Stomping around, you're shaking the ground, you're raising up a powerful dust. We chicken trying to sleep, and you bust in, and hobble, 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 it's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, worms to dig, ground to scratch, and it takes a lot of setting getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself. Stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kind of point that gun the other way. And hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Nobody here but us chicken. There ain't nobody here at all. Quiet yourself. Stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in, and ba-ba-oodle, ba-ba-oodle with your chin. Now there ain't nobody here but us chicken. There ain't nobody here at all. You stomping around, you shaking the ground, you raising up a powerful dust. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in, and yaggity, 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 it's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, worms to dig, grounds to scratch, and it takes a lot of setting getting chicks to hatch. Now there ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. Quiet yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kind of point that gun the other way. And hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay.
All right. All right, all right, guys. That ought to get it. Pack up your horns now and get back to the pool hall.
Just a minute. Don't anyone dare leave this room.
Who are you, Buster?
I'm the recording director.
You?
Yes, I'm Cyril from the symphonic department.
Symphonic department? Then what, how come you're assigned to my band?
They're punishing me. Yes, they are. Anyway, we'll have to make that last record over.
Listen, Buster, listen. Harris makes them once and that's it.
I ain't
gonna do it over.
Now, look, it so happens Toscanini spent days making one record.
Yeah?
Well, it so happens Toscanini don't have Alice Faye waiting for him at all.
Yes.
Look, Doc, you needn't tell me how to run my band. It just so happens that my records sell.
They certainly do.
I said sell.
Look, don't argue with my nose.
You listen to me, wise guy.
And look at your musicians. They're nothing but wild savages.
They are not savages.
Then why are they cooking a missionary in the kettle drum?
That ain't no missionary. That's Frankie washing his socks.
Well, believe me, I shan't stand in the way of that.
You listen to me, girl. I don't want no trouble with you. This is my band, and I'll louse it up the way I want.
Well, so far, you've done a grand job.
Hey, go, Harris. Telephone.
Okay, I'll get it. Lay dead, will you, Cyril? Hello?
Oh, Phil, I'm so glad I got you. Something terrible has happened.
Yeah? What did they do? Give your brother back his Huffmobile agency?
No, this is serious. That portrait painter is here, and he's not a bit like I expected.
Well, that serves you right. The whole thing was your idea. What's the matter?
Oh, he's acting awfully strange, and he keeps kissing my hand.
So what? All them European guys do that.
Up to the elbow?
Oh.
Not only that, he ate my bracelets as he went.
Well, what's the matter with the guy?
Well, his name is Salvador Tinarelli. He's one of those surrealist painters, and he's frightened the children.
He's frightened my children?
Yes, he insisted that baby Alice pose with a dead fish in her hand.
Well, where'd he get a dead fish?
I don't know. He just took off his hat, and there it was.
Oh, well, don't get excited. I'll be right home.
Oh, please hurry. Please, he's taken a turkey leg out of the icebox.
Well, maybe he's hungry.
I don't think so. He dipped it in ketchup and painted a mural on the ceiling.
Well, then keep away from that bum. I'll be there in a minute. Goodbye. Hey, Alice, I'm home. Where is the guy?
Up in the guest room.
The guest room?
Mm-hmm. He's under the bed and he won't come out.
Oh, he's under the bed. He won't come out. Okay, don't worry. I'll take care of this. Okay, Tinerary. Come on out from under that bed.
Bob!
What?
Bob!
Bob!
Yes, that's artistic for get lost, peasants.
Hey, listen, Tinerary, come on out of there.
Very well. Have a piece of a turkey?
Huh?
Wait, I licked the ketchup off, huh?
Now, you listen to me. What is that?
Well, don't bother me. I'm scratching myself.
Hey, now, wait a minute. What's all this junk around the room?
Junk? My paintings. I unpack my things. I think I stay a while, huh?
Stay a while? Look, pack up your things and get out of here. Now, get out. What are you staring at?
That head, what a beautiful monster you are.
Huh?
I worship you.
Stop eating my bracelet.
Oh, such a head I dreamed about. Such a malignity. Such unspeakable, grotesque dream.
It's pretty good, huh?
Good. It's absolutely hideous.
Gee, I must look exceptionally pretty today.
I must paint you. I've seen nothing like you since I did my most famous painting.
Yeah? What was that?
Salami's embracing.
Yeah.
Now, you must pose for me. Quick, I get on my canvas.
But wait a minute.
Here it is, and now the chin.
Wait.
The eyes, please.
Phil, are you in there?
Yeah, come on in. Me and Timmy's here doing a little painting.
Phil Harris, why are you standing on that end table?
Quiet. I'm a painting him.
Well, why is he holding that turkey leg?
Madame, that's no turkey leg. That's a sundial.
He represents disgust at high noon.
Yeah. Ain't I gorgeous?
Mr. Tinnerelli?
Yes, madame.
You are leaving.
But, madame. Oh, but please, madame, not by the ears. You hurt me!
Out!
Please, I'm up down the stairs.
No!
Thinking peasants!
Honey, what did you do that for? He was painting my picture, and it ain't finished.
Oh, yes, it is.
Alice, now put that down. Put it down.
Here. Wear it in good health.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Alice.
What?
Would you care for a piece of turkey leg?
Oh, you.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo is almost a miracle shampoo when it comes to removing dandruff. Yes, it seems miraculous indeed the way Fitch completely removes dandruff the very first time you use it. All you do is apply Fitch to the hair and scalp before adding water. Massage briskly. The antiseptic liquid penetrates and cleanses the thousands of tiny hair openings on the scalp, dissolving all traces of dandruff. Then, when you apply water gradually, a delightfully rich lather forms to float away the dissolved dandruff. Rinse thoroughly, and you'll find you've had one of the most refreshing dandruff remover shampoos of your life. Fitch leaves your scalp tingling with that clean sensation. Your hair sparkling and free of dandruff. It's the only shampoo made whose guarantee to remove dandruff with the first application is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms. Yes, it seems almost miraculous the way Fitch removes dandruff. So don't let those unsightly flakes embarrass you any longer. Use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
Phil? Well, what are you doing over there with that turkey leg?
Shh. Don't bother me, honey. I'm painting one of them surrealist masterpieces. Oh, it's a thing of gossamer beauty. And fragile tenderness.
Oh. Well, what's it called?
Greer Garson holding ham hock.
Tune in next week when the F.W. Fitch Company again brings you the Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This program is written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier and directed by Paul Phillips, with original music composed and conducted by Walter Sharp. Included in the cast were Verna Felton, Walter Tetley, Hans Conried, Elliot Lewis, Joe Twerp, and Frank Nelson. Alice Faye appears through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox.
Laugh a while, and a song be a sound you fix.
Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic Daily. It makes your scalp tingle with that feeling of new life and pep. Fitch's Ideal is not sticky or greasy, so prep up your scalp and give your hair that well-groomed look with Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic. Bill Foreman speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.